I'm pausing the recording.
Hi, FD.
Hi.
This is Avram Simcha.
Ah, Avram Simcha Simon.
Avram Simcha Simon. In the end, I'm making the Levi later, but I already, whatever. So leave it this way.
Okay, no, it worked out because we talked about giving Chazosia leader for Nida, so it worked out.
What did you say?
It worked out because every Tuckman has to give Chazosia later anyway for Nida.
Oh, so it's good. What time is he giving?
11.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Ezra, are you recording it to your Zoom?
I think it records automatically to Zoom.
Oh, okay. So maybe you'll be able to put it on. I'll record it anyway, but just in case, you could just put it up after. Is that okay?
Okay. We'll do.
Okay. Zecher Nishmas Avi Mori, Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zecher Nishmas Daniel Shein, Abbas Yehoshua Falk. Okay, Rabbi, sorry for the change of schedule today. Today we're continuing the Schiras of Kabbalas. Parenthetically, let everyone know that we got another shipment of Haggadahs. Oh. So, you know, it's after Pesach, but it's like Sam said before, next Pesach. So if anyone wants to get, let me know, and I'll try to facilitate, getting. But we just got a boat arrived and things. Okay, we're continuing now with Schiras v'Kablanos. So let's take a look. And Reish Mem Gimel Aleph. So here we have the din in Shulchan Aruch. Lo Yaskir Adam. This is Packet Zion. Packet Zion, page 1. Lo Yaskir Adam Merchat Shelo La'akum. So if you have a merchatz, so you have a public bathhouse. So the question is, if you want to have it operating on Shabbos, right? So normally during the week, so it's yours. So you have it, you know, people come in, they pay, you know. But on Shabbos, what are you going to do on Shabbos if you want to have it operating? So he says, "Lo yasker adam rechet shelo la'akum." So you shouldn't rent out your mechatz to the akum, because everyone knows that that's your mechatz, and the akum is going to have it open on Shabbos. The akum is also b'malach on Shabbos, right? He's going to heat up the water, etc. Stam mechatz lav la risusa. Like a merchatz is not our aris payers aris who over lika chelak mimashi yashpiachol ba'alov. It's not going to be a situation where he's going to, you know, give a certain percentage. He'll take a certain percentage, and you know, so it looks like your people will think that you're the Jew is the owner, and the Goyim, they're not going to realize that you rented it out. They're going to say that you're doing it on behalf of the Jew. You're a shliach of the Jew. And therefore, people are going to say that you violated Amir Lakum. Amri shall call her Revach shall Yisrael. The Socher sa'akum b'kach v'kach liyom. And they're going to say that you just, that really, in other words, a resource is you share the revach, right? You get a certain percentage, you get a certain percentage. So that would be, like Kablona, sort of. In other words, he's not doing it for the Jew, he's doing it for himself. But if people are not going to realize that, they're going to say that you did it for the Jew. They're going to say that the Akum is doing malacha b'shlichuso shel Yisrael, and that's not good. But if you have a sada, muta. So then you can rent it out to a guy, because people won't say that you're doing it for the Israel. It's derech l'kabel sada barisus. Avol bishur yudim shi Israel. Omer ma'akum lokach barisus u'la'atzmo hu oved. In other words, so they're going to say that he's doing it to just get his percentage. You see, if it's not normally done by percentage, normally paid by the day, then basically he's saying he's working for the Jew and he's getting paid for the day. But if it's done by resource, he's saying he's working for himself. He's working for himself. So that's the And if you look in so let me ask you a question. But what he's doing is Sada's mutter. Okay, so that's the chiluk that they make. A chiluk between a merchatz, which is which is not done by Rhesus. And then Rama says, "Ogavu bishalokah akum rak lishlisha lavia yeshli Yisrael hanah mimasha akum ovid b'shabbos shari da akum adaita the nafshe ovid." Okay, now let's look at the Chasam Sofer here. Says the Chasam Sofer, "Nichta b'tzida u'bzmaneinu ein shum sode." Page 2, Barisus, ki mischir yo. He says the sodas are also beschir yom. Then he writes, so therefore, if it's beschir yom, so then it's a problem, because then people will say that you're the shliach of the Jew, and then you're doing an avera, so it's a marasayin thing. V'tzach ian im laskiro im nikra shem yisrael alav. Because she came to also all day mechira shel haram the erev Shabbos.
Sorry, where are we, please?
We're on in the Chasam Sofer, on page 2.
Page 2.
We started on page 1.
Okay.
On page 1, it just starts off with the Chasam Sofer.
Oh, the bottom. Okay.
Uzmaneinu ein shum soda. The Chasam Sofer says uzmaneinu ein shum soda barisus. He says even the sodos are not. By recess. In other words, when you work somebody's field, they don't give you percentages. You just get paid for the day. So therefore, you get paid for the day. So that looks like a schir yom. And the tzarchiyim imaskiro im nikra shem yisrael alav. And so it's not so pashut that you could rent out a field to a guy, because since most people do it b'schir yom, then people are going to think you're a schir yom. Now, what about mechira? So this is a big thing with businesses, that people, you know, just like we talked about, you know, people do mechiras chametz. So I told you, I'm not big chassid of mechiras chametz. We don't sell chametz, because I always have shilas of whether there's real Gemiras Das on Mechiras Chametz. So I don't get involved in Mechiras Chametz. And I don't have a business to sell. So I don't have a Chametz I have, but business I don't have. So the question is, what if you make a Shtar Mechira for the business? In other words, you make a Mechira that the guy will own your... the field for the day, not and then after Shabbos you'll buy it back. He says, "V'tzarich ian imaskir im nikra shem Yisrael alav. Mikol shekain the osar al day mechira shal rama erev Shabbos v'chozev lokech mimenu achar Shabbos." So he says that he doesn't think that's mutter. In other words, you do a mechira for the day. In other words, he thinks that you should only do a mechira if you have something that is talish. In other words, he wants to use your animal. You have a behema, so he wants a behema to work on Shabbos, so he's gonna buy it from the yid for Shabbos, and then in other words, usually you're not allowed to have your behema work on Shabbos, right? Lo sasa kol malacha ata bidcha v'hemtecha, right? You can't have your behema, you know, do work on Shabbos, even though your behema is not a Jew, but it's not even a goy, but it's. Shvisa's behema. What if you would sell the behema before Shabbos to the guy, and it's his behema for Shabbos, and then after Shabbos you buy it back? So he says that so he says that what that In a case where it's a behemoth with taller should have some beruba. So he's very limiting of when you could. Chassid Sofer is very limiting of when you could do such a thing, of doing a mechira. You take a look. Take a look in the Sefer Ginzei HaMelech. He explains it further, the Chassid Sofer's Shita. Yeah, take a look on page 18. He says, yes, class of Achasam Sofer, but also the Shulchan Aruch. The kosher came to Osir al day Mechir Shal Aram, but Barav Shabbos holds of Lokech Men Achar Shabbos. The Lohitiru Elab Behem Mutolish, etc. Next paragraph. Will Chavura Hayanira, the Mishum Hachi Kosov Ladover Pasha, the Lohitiru Ki Ib Hanach Alfani Mishum the Sof Sof, Yesh Mechir Saram Hashash de Mar Zayin. You see, whenever you do mechira, there's still going to be a mar sayin. The after mechira motziya midei ha'isur midina, because if you would sell something to for Shabbos, so it's not yours anymore. Let's say technically the mechira is a mechira, so it's not yours. But it's still a mar sayin because people know that it's yours. It's always been yours. People know that this field is your field. So now all of a sudden you did a mechira. You did a mechira. And someone else is, you did a mechira on the merchatz. You did a mechira on the animal. But if it's mefursam that it's yours, so there's still a marsayin even if you do a mechira. Right? Like people have, you know, people have different types of businesses. So they know it's your business. You have a dry cleaning business. So I understand. So everyone knows it's your dry cleaning. So all of a sudden, now they see it's open on Shabbos. What are they going to say? They're going to say it's your dry cleaning. And you're just getting a guy to do it for you for Shabbos. So even though technically you didn't, but let's say the mechira is good. Again, I always have questions on the Gemira's Das of all these mechiras. That's why I try to stay away from Bakirus. But
why would there be Gemilas Das?
What?
Why would there be Gemilas Das? Sorry, like what's the issue? Like why? I don't understand.
In other words, do you really mean to sell it? You know, okay, well, just like my comics.
Oh, I hear.
The Lagara Meil Hiskiu Lagoy Ovin Kalos Arisu Damina Kika Ovin Adaita Denafshe Ovin. The lake is based Bichush Mikar the Dina, we call Mokome Hashash or Marasayan, Dino Yotso. Alzebir has himself the whole Madame Matsin, the Moelis Machira Kayotiba, so Hashash or Marasayan is a Dafka, but Tolish would have said Maruba. In other words, Tolish means that it's not Machuber to the Karka, so that it's not as noticeable. If I have a sewing machine, right? And you're going to use my sewing, you know. In other words, you're going to use something that's not mufursome. In other words, you're going to use my field, my beis hamerchatz. So then that's mufursome. So then there's still a marasayin. Of a mechuber shel dovish shel farhesim b'zeh einu moel ba dahavi hefsid beruba. V'gam afilu betolosh v'motziv sheyatir al demchiu chatchiu kiim b'diev. Then he writes the last words, last paragraph. In other words, if there's no mechira, then that's mamish, and he's having the merchatz. There's no mechira, so then for sure that's amir la, that's amir lako medina, that he's doing something for you. If you sell it, then it's not medina anymore. Because then it's his for that day. But still, it's Marasayin. Because people don't know that it was sold. There's a pasha, the below Mechira ain't Lahatar. The Be'in Hashem Mutter Me'ikar Hadid. In other words, once you do a Mechira, then it's really Mutter Me'ikar Hadid because it's his, it's the guy's. He says, there was all these questions of Maris Ayin only begin after it's Mutar Medina. Like, Kablonis is Mutar Medina, even if you didn't sell it, because you're not working for the Jew. You're working for yourself to get the job, to get the job done, and you get paid. So you're not working for the Jew. So then it's Mutar. Only Shail is, if there's Maris Ayin, we still ask. So when there's a Mechira, till now we talk about Kablonis, but then there's a Mechira, that's also Mutar Min Hadin, because then he's not working for the Jew. He bought it from the Jew. That it is. So they did a Mechira, it is. So now the question is, but if it's Mefursam, so then it's going to be, it's still going to be Maris Ayin, and then we ask. So the Chasam Sofer says, the only way you could be Matter it is if there's no Maris Ayin. In other words, if you didn't do the Mechira, or it wasn't Bekabalonis, then it's Mamash Osim Medina. But if you did it, you did a Mechira, or it's Bekabalonis, then it's Mutar Medina, but there's still a Din of Maris Ayin. So to protect the Din of Maris Ayin, it has to be something Betolish and not Bemechuber, because anything Bemechuber is for Hesia by definition. Okay, so that's the first thing he says. So now he's going to ask a question from the Gemara from the Din of Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Mem Dalet. So let's learn the Din of Reish Mem Dalet. Let's look in the Mishnah Brura. It'll be easy if we look in the Mishnah Brura here on page 9. So it says the Mishnah Brura like this. Look in the Shulchan, in the Mechaber Sivvav. Yehudi Hakona Meches. Whereas a person's buying, as in English, the right to collect taxes. He's buying, that's a job, that you're a tax collector. So Yehudi Hakona Meches. Umaskir lo eino Yehudi lekabel meches b'shabbos. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Umaskir lo eino Yehudi aloshen eino b'duyek. Hakavanu shesocher es ha'eino Yehudi. In other words, so you collect taxes on different things during the week, but on Shabbos, obviously you don't work, so you hired a guy to collect the taxes on Shabbos. So it says, Mutar in Hu Bikibolus. The Haina Sha'omelo Shet Tigbe Mea Dinarim Etelacha Kach Vakach. So you're getting paid for the job. The job is to get a certain amount of things done. And then once you get that, then I'll pay you. Just like if I pay you to paint the house. Once you paint the house, then I'll pay. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Lama Beis. I can give you leather to tan the leather before Shabbos. So In other words, He says, we matter you to do this because you're going to have a hefsid if you don't. If he doesn't do it on Shabbos. In other words, so this is his business. He collects taxes. He collects rent. So we allow him to hire out a guy if it's bekablonis. Hayinu she'omer lo she'tigve me'a dinarim etein lecha kach v'kach. Then what's the peseda? Why is it a peseda? Because if he doesn't do it, then what's going to happen? Then he's not going to get the, I guess... What kind of tax are we talking about? Is it tax for sales tax or in other words, what's the state? Why doesn't he just collect the tax tomorrow on Sunday? Apparently, if he doesn't get it now, he's not going to get it. So there's a trade involved. So here we say you could hire somebody to collect the tax. Because if you don't do it, you're going to lose. Oh, so the question at hand take a look on page 19. On the right side. Vein lahakshos, behin emes, the mishim maris ayin, yish lochosh, but the mechir lo nifka chashashi. And the lama in a doma lahadi is the psof sinirish mandalim in your meches, shem hefsid maru bay tiru. Yehudi akon a meches, maski bo goy lo kabel meches, b'shavs muta, im hu bekim bonus. Va mogan avron v'od achron biru, the heter hu mishum, the hefsid godl hitiru dova she'ina osu ki im mitzad maris ayin. The kabelonis b'shavs Muteris mikra din. Bein asur ki im mishum sheyavo lahashna l'schiyo. Now what is meches? Is meches, he's saying, how come there's, b'chor that's a marasai. He says, ein leod l'tchos mechos amein raya, t'chos am gam kein midi de tolashu, the davkim gonze shemina de mokum psey de tir ze eino. Well, meches dover shall far hesihu. Uwe bechuber mamish damir. And why do you say it's a far dover shall far hesia? So he says to look in the Magen Avraham. So let's look in the Magen Avraham. Look in the Magen Avraham on page 6. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Yudia kol the mechas maslim akum kavu mechas b'shabes is mutar b'kablonis." So look at the Magen Avraham. The Oz Shari Medina, Avgav the Oz Lagbol Omlach to B'Shabes Mekomachem Ha'Oz Shari Mishum Pseida. In other words, if you don't let him get a guy to do it, he's going to do it himself, and then he's going to come to write on Shabbos. So he's saying that the mechas is considered a dover shel farhesia. Let's the look in the machtis hashekel in the bottom. So he writes here. The guy also Hachar Yisrael Kovelo Lassos second line Lassos B'Shabbes Lachol Yisrael Atzmo Gove Hameches. Achshem Tzavel Goy Shikabel B'Shabbes. Okay, a few. So the guy is going to collect the taxes on Shabbos. So that's permitted on Shabbos, even though that's considered for Hesia. How do you understand? Why do you think it's considered for Hesia to collect the mechas?
Wait, mechas is taxes, just to confirm?
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine, isn't he going from like different places to get the taxes so people see him doing that?
So what, is he going into people's homes?
Yeah, I guess like knocking on people's doors or something. I don't know, that's, or wherever he goes. He's going to different places, so people are going to see him.
And what is he collecting? He's collecting taxes. And how do you understand the taxes? What kind of taxes are these?
Well, I mean, any tax is going to be going to, whether it's sales tax or income tax, I mean, I'd imagine he'd be going to different places to pick it up. So it would be, I'm not sure which specific one, but.
So everyone sees that he's doing that? So that's called.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And what's the hefsed? That if he doesn't go, again, try to explain, why is there a hefsed? Why can't he just come the next day? We're afraid that the guy is going to run away? Is that? And that's the hefsed.
Well, one solution could be if he comes every 15th of the month, and one time it comes out on Shabbos.
Right.
But the guy am I expecting to pay on the 15th? If he doesn't come on the 15th, he'll spend the money in the bar.
He'll spend the money in the bar, and he won't. So he'll lose it. And this is taxes. What the like to live in. So is he,
It says that taxes on... to be a resident tax.
Resident tax.
Like in the Gemara, I was listening yesterday in Yevamos. If you buy, if one guy doesn't buy a pup, he used to buy the tax, pay taxes for people, and then own them as slaves.
Yeah. So, and who's this person who's collecting the taxes? Is the owner of the property?
Is a shliach
of the government?
Of the government, yeah.
He's shliach of the government. So that's his job. So he's working on behalf of the. So he's collecting the taxes for the government.
Yeah, but it sounds like that it was a family business, that this family's owned this schuz for years. It went Birusha.
To collect taxes.
It was a panasa for people. They're the tax collectors in the state.
Let me ask you. So they were collecting on behalf of the, and they were, and who would pocket the money?
The baron, the lord, the earl.
The lord would pocket the money, and the guy who's collecting, what does he do?
He gets a percentage.
He gets a percentage.
Probably.
So that's his job, and if he doesn't do it.
If he doesn't collect the taxes, he may have to pay it out of his own pocket. Who knows what the arrangement was?
So that's
maybe he bought the schuss to pay the taxes, and he gave the baron, as he's supposed to collect $100,000, he bought the taxes for $80,000.
He paid
the lord $80,000 and all the
taxes. So that he's gonna then. So then he's gonna keep them.
Right.
He'll keep the money.
He'll keep whatever he collects.
In other words, the lord or whatever it is, he owns the people. He owns the whole shtot. And now they bought.
He puts people in jail. He kills people. He's his own.
The malchus. And he's gonna collect the taxes for the malchus. And if he doesn't collect, he'll lose. And you don't say, well, he'll come back tomorrow, because tomorrow you're saying he already spent the money, and he hasn't, and there's no way of enforcing that. So he sells it to the guy. So that's considered for Hesia, and we permit that.
Bezmanaz, I don't think there's such a.
It's such a matzias.
Such a nimshal even. What could possibly be this mitzvahs?
Yeah, so we don't have such a mitzvahs.
They're selling lottery tickets. Huh?
Yeah. So the question is, so what he's asking over here is that we're saying that when anything is for Hesia, we can't be metal. In other words, even if it's Mutter Medina, there's still a Marasite. So anything for Hesia is a bit of Marasite. So meches is for Hesia. But the answer, so what's the heter? Hefsed gol. Hefsed gol. So that's what he's claiming that the Magen Avraham says. And whenever there's a hefsed gol, that matters marasai. So that's a big cooler. So that means the place. I have a dry cleaner store, right? So if I don't open on Shabbos, they'll go to my competition. So I'm gonna lose out a lot of money. So can I hire a guy? Can I do a mechira with a guy to that you own the store for the day? Well, just like people do Mechira's Chametz. So he does Mechira of his store. So that's what he writes over here. He says, Magen Avraham, page 5, says, and the second skinny line. The Nikol nearly starting Mishum Seder. Shalom Yafsi. Afghan Yashom and also Shavus, the Shavus Mokum Seder. Come half a shower that will make a matzil be Adam. Shall we shtaka mom and be a rakum? So we don't want the Akum to keep the money. In the case of the taxes. So that's what he's saying over here. That the Magen Avraham says the Mechas Hitir, which paid back in page 19 on the third line. The Mechas Hitir, Mishum, the Nechshav, Kishvus, the Shvus, Mokam Mitzvah. He says, it's Shvus, the Shvus, Mokam Mitzvah, because we don't want the Goyim to keep the money that they don't have a right to keep. And if there's, like the mayor said, there's a some type of residential tax, so then and you have those chus to collect it, and you get the money, so then you could do it you can't do it on Shabbos, but you could get a guy to do it on Shabbos.
Ready?
One second. What's his lashon? His lashon is Yehudi Akonim Maskir Lo Ha'akum Makabel Mechas B'Shabbos. So there he's doing it B'Kablanus. He's hiring it to do B'Kablanus. You're getting, in other words, you're not paying by the day. You're paying by, once you get $100 of tax, then you get whatever, like we may say, a certain percentage or certain amount. But you're getting by your job. Job is to get this amount. And once you get to that amount, then you get whatever we said you'll get. So it's kabbalas, but it's still mar sign. So he's saying that it's considered a. This is for Hesia. What are you saying? No, it's still mutter because it's Mokum Seder. It's a Mokum Seder. Yeah, Yehuda, you were asking something?
Yeah, can Rebbe explain the Shvus idea again, please?
There's a guy is doing it, but what is he doing? He's getting money. He's not doing a Malacha Daraisa. It's not a malacha daraisa, so you're getting a guy to, you know, it's a mir la'akum on the drabanan. Getting a guy to do it is a mir la'akum, which is a drabanan, and getting collecting the tax there's no malacha involved in collecting the money, collecting the tax. So it's a shvus to shvus, and mamaka mitzvah, he says, because the mitzvah is that you shouldn't have the goyim get money that they don't, you know, matzil miyadim. So you matzil miyadim to get the money, so it shouldn't remain in their possession when they don't deserve to have it. So now there's a piece here. We're going to maybe start it now. Maybe we'll start it next week. But that's, we have to look. There's a, the Chasam Sofer has a lengthier tshuva about this. We'll take a look at the beginning now. We'll, Bez Hashem, continue next week. Tshuva Samach. He says, Eretz Rasha Vizgasha, page 12 in the packet. Eretz Rasha Vizgasha Vimokhemus Hashem Mishavos Vyos Kibuleinu O the Yes Kitzim Vavne Bulistor Hashem Yoru Hamorim Me'evel Anar Dune El Toch Imeinu. People was shooting whatever into our city. And they destroyed homes. And there was fires. There was an attack on the city. So there's a lot of hefsek done. They didn't have people to places to live. And the question is, you know, how can they get this fixed as soon as possible? And they don't want to take and so they hire workers, but the workers want to continue to work on Shabbos, right? He says, "V'ofen haschiras." Look at the bottom of page 12 on the right side. Shalapolim nolpo yesh bonim on de schira yom. Mamish, they had schira yom. Yeah. So he said, but there's a big problem here, so we should look for a cooler. So first he wants to say that it's Dover Shel Rabin. Right, we saw the Mogen Avraham says there's no din of Marasayan by the Rabin. Here it's a whole community. It's not just one person. Right on page 12, he may, on the right or left side. The Baranim Lake of Hashabah. The headman, they might be schirim of the headman, but they're not schirim of the Israel. So he says first. So the Chasam Sofer says first of all, in other words, it's Shel Rabin. So then there's no. So if there's Rabin, there's no Chashad. And then it might be Schir Yom, but it's not his Schir Yom. It's not the Yid Schir Yom. It's the Goy Schir Yom. The contractor Schir Yom. But the relationship between the contractor and the Yid is more like a Kablonist type of thing. And then he says, the Chavos Yair says, you can tell one guy, Amira la Amira. And there's no relationship between these workers and the Jews. But he writes here on page 13, He says, "Aval hanila daizi lahati ritana tekevet achol bechol orov b'nei hakihila oski b'davrezeh." The nosim the verse lo shay chashad lo mayim. In other words, the chazal, the whole idea of the chazal is a yachid who's boner. One guy is doing it, but if the whole community is doing it, there was a calamity in the whole community. So then there's no chashad. There's one person's doing a job in his house on Shabbos. So everyone else is a kosher. So therefore, so that's another svara that it's not. Okay, we have to stop now. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow with continuing Psachim. Be'ez Hashem, those are in the Nida Shir, we do Nida tomorrow, not Psachim. And we'll continue this Be'ez Hashem next week. And anyone who will be Shir tomorrow, anyone who didn't get a Haggadah wants to get it still, I got a new shipment in, so just let me know. And let you know. Okay, so have a good day with Yosef Katan and the mayor and Jacob Silberger, Michael Belolo, Ezra Hagler, and Rudy Shitris and the Victor Felder. Okay, I'm sorry the last minute. There were a lot of things that came up, so I appreciate everyone. We were able to get. So, Ezra, you'll put up the shear?
Yeah, it'll just take a couple of minutes, but.
Okay, Shkoyach, have a good day to everybody.
Kol tov. Have a good day, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Hi. Okay, where are you? What do you mean your car was gone? You haven't left Queens yet. Okay, so maybe I'll eat now. Okay. Okay, when do you think you're going to get it? Okay. You mean you didn't know he was taking it out? Okay, very good. Okay, bye-bye.